Today on the Interlaken Collection, we'll hear from the Book of Psalms, whose texts have inspired composers for centuries. We'll hear a variety of psalm settings performed by decades of students from Interlaken Arts Camp and Interlaken Arts Academy. That's coming your way on this episode of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. Psalm 150 is called the Musician's Psalm because it calls for praising God with a variety of musical instruments, including harp, lyre, strings, pipes, and cymbals. Here's a version by composer Jan Bender, featuring Kenneth Jewell conducting the high school choir and high school brass ensemble in July of 1963.
Amen.
Kenneth Jewell conducting the high school choir and high school brass ensemble at Interlaken's National Music Camp in July of 1963. That was a setting of Psalm 150 by Jan Bender. This is the Interlaken Collection, and on today's program, we're listening to settings of texts from the Book of Psalms. Now we'll hear two psalm settings by the Estonian composer Arvo Pärt. Psalm 117, O praise the Lord, all ye nations, and Psalm 131, Lord, my heart is not proud. The language is Church Slavonic, and the musical style is strongly influenced by Gregorian chant. The Interlaken Arts Academy Chamber Singers, under the direction of Lawrence Smith, perform Arvo Pärt's two Slavic psalms in March of 2007.
Thank you.
two Slavic psalms, music of Arvo Pärt, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Chamber Singers under the direction of Lawrence Smith in March of 2007. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more about this and all our episodes at interlakencollection.org. Today on the program, we're listening to musical settings of psalm texts. As Igor Stravinsky neared the age of 50, he reconnected with the Russian Orthodox faith of his youth and composed several sacred works. One of those was the Symphony of Psalms, which he wrote in 1930 for the Boston Symphony's 50th anniversary celebration. Although the work is for chorus and orchestra, it notably lacks violins, violas, and clarinets, while prominently featuring the piano. Stravinsky set Latin excerpts of Psalms 38 and 39, as well as Psalm 150 in its entirety. Here are the three movements of Igor Stravinsky's Symphony of Psalms, performed by the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra and Choir under the direction of Kenneth Jewell in March of 1966.
Thank you. Thank you.
Students in the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra and Choir performing under the direction of Kenneth Jewell in March of 1966. We heard Igor Stravinsky's Symphony of Psalms. Today on the Interlaken Collection, we're listening to a variety of psalms. The next setting is by Massachusetts-born composer Mabel Wheeler Daniels. A Psalm of Praise was written in 1954 to celebrate the 75th anniversary of her alma mater, Radcliffe College. Kenneth Jewell conducts the Interlaken Arts Academy Choir, three student trumpeters and three student percussionists, with faculty pianist John Peterson, in A Psalm of Praise by Mabel Wheeler Daniels in February of 1965.
Thank you.
a psalm of praise, music of Mabel Wheeler Daniels, a performance from February of 1965, featuring students in the Interlochen Arts Academy Choir, along with three student trumpeters, three student percussionists, and faculty pianist John Peterson, conducted by Kenneth Jewell. Next in our exploration of psalms, we have a piece that's purely instrumental. Vincent Persichetti's Psalm for Band was commissioned by the Pi Kappa Omicron National Band Fraternity at the University of Louisville in 1952, with the composer conducting the first performance. Even though it's an instrumental work, Persichetti draws heavily on chorale-like textures and what he called choirs of instruments. Here's Byron Hansen conducting the Interlochen Arts Academy Band in Vincent Persichetti's Psalm for Band in May of 1969. Vincent Persichetti's Psalm for Band. Byron Hansen conducting the Interlochen Arts Academy Band in a performance from May of 1969. Last but not least on today's program of the Interlochen Collection, it's a setting of Psalm 23, also known by the first line, which is, "The Lord is my shepherd." Franz Schubert used a German version of the psalm text by Moses Mendelssohn. That would be Fanny and Felix's grandfather. But we'll hear Schubert's musical setting here with an English translation of Psalm 23. Matthew Hazelwood conducts the Interlochen Arts Academy Choir in October of 1997.
Thank you.
a performance from October of 1997. Matthew Hazelwood conducting the Interlaken Arts Academy Choir with pianist Christian Matthias Mecca in Franz Schubert's setting of Psalm 23, The Lord is My Shepherd. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Listen to our past episodes anytime at interlakencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks in part to the Association for Recorded Sound Collections Classical Music Preservation Grant, generous support from our listeners, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. Thanks to Michael Culler for audio engineering assistance. Christine Kiprianidis provided research support. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and executive producer. This is Interlaken Public Radio.